Padre Pio is known for the visible signs of his union with Christ, the stigmata. But what happened one day after Mass reveals something even deeper, a union that reached straight to the heart. And what he describes is remarkable. Stay tuned.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. We're grateful to all those who quietly helped this apostolate continue reaching souls through Padre Pio's spiritual legacy. Today's story may touch your heart in ways you do not expect. As we close this month of June, the month the Church dedicates to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, let's take one final moment to reflect on this devotion. But this time, through the eyes, or rather, through the heart of Padre Pio. His testimony comes from his letters, specifically a letter dated April 18, 1912, written to his spiritual director, Father Agostino. And what he describes is something deeply intimate and not easy to put into words. He writes, "When Mass had already been celebrated, I remained with Jesus in thanksgiving. Oh, how sweet was the dialogue with heaven that morning. It was such that even though I want to tell you, I cannot. There were things that cannot be translated into human language without losing their profound and celestial meaning." Padre Pio then tries his best to describe what he experienced. This is what he says. "The heart of Jesus and mine, allow me to use the expression, merged. They were no longer two separate beating hearts, but only one. My own heart disappeared like a drop of water lost in the ocean. The joy within me was so intense and so profound that I could not contain it, and tears of joy streamed down my face. When paradise is poured into a heart, this afflicted, exiled, weak, and mortal heart cannot have it without crying." Let's pause here for a moment. What Padre Pio is describing is not just emotion. It's not even just devotion. It's something much deeper. A real union with Christ. A union so complete that he can say that his heart and the heart of Jesus were no longer two but one. He didn't say, "I feel close to Jesus." He said they merged. And this brings to mind the words of St. Paul, "I no longer live, but Christ lives in me." Now, we might hear something like this and think, "This is far beyond me." And in one sense, that's true. Experiences like this are extraordinary graces. But in another sense, this points to something every Christian is called to. Because at its core, this union of hearts means this, that the desires of Christ becomes our desires. That what matters to him begins to matter to us. So it's worth asking, what does the heart of Jesus actually desire? To give glory to God, to save as many souls as possible, to honor his mother, to elevate mankind through sanctifying grace. And when we look at Padre Pio's life, his masses, his confessions, his devotions, his stigmata, we see a life completely spent for God and for souls. And perhaps some of you listening today long for that same closeness to Christ. Not extraordinary visions, but simply the strength to remain near him through the burdens, fears, and struggles of ordinary life. That desire to draw closer to God, even quietly and imperfectly, is something many souls carry silently. Through the Protected Children of Padre Pio program, many viewers place their intentions, families, and spiritual needs under Padre Pio's prayerful intercession while becoming part of a spiritual family united in faith and prayer. Your intentions are remembered in regular Holy Masses, and together we continue bringing stories of hope and consolation to souls who may desperately need them. If your heart is being drawn towards that deeper companionship in prayer, we warmly invite you to learn more through the link below. Now, I think it's fitting to mention St. Margaret Mary Alacoque here, the woman to whom Jesus entrusted the mission of spreading devotion to his Sacred Heart. He showed her the wonders of his love, telling her he desired to make them known to all mankind. He asked her to be honored under the form of his heart of flesh. And he made 12 promises to those who embraced his devotion and strive to return his love. And that's really the key to this whole devotion. Not just to admire the Sacred Heart, but to respond to it, to return love for love. I shared these 12 promises at the beginning of the month, but they bear repeating, especially for those who may have joined us since. So here they are again. My blessing will remain on the houses where the image of my Sacred Heart is exposed and venerated. I will give to the devotees of my heart all the graces necessary for their state of life. I will establish and maintain peace in their families. I will console them in all their troubles. I will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. I will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners shall find in my heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Tepid souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. I will bless every place in which an image of my heart is exposed and honored. Those who promote this devotion shall have their names written in my heart, never to be effaced. To those who receive communion on the first Friday of 9 consecutive months, I will grant the grace of final perseverance and eternal salvation. So as we leave this month behind, perhaps we can carry something forward. Maybe it's something simple like placing an image of the Sacred Heart somewhere visible in our home, not just as a decoration, but as a reminder of a heart that is always turned towards you. Because in the end, that's what all of this points to, not just mystical experiences given to certain saints, but an invitation extended to each of us to draw closer and to let our hearts be shaped little by little into His. If today's story reminded you how deeply Padre Pio still touches souls, we invite you to not remain only a viewer, but to become part of this mission spiritually through the Protect a Child of Padre Pio program. More importantly, your intentions and loved ones are spiritually remembered through regular Holy Masses and prayer, while your monthly support also helps this apostolate continue reaching souls searching for hope, guidance, and consolation. If you feel called to take that step, we warmly invite you to join us through the link below. Thank you for watching. May Padre Pio and Our Lady bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.